In our technology update today, Gina, you tackle an issue that drove me crazy when I got a new computer. How do you get rid of the old one? In some states, you could get in trouble for leaving it on the sidewalk. And if you don't remember to erase your personal information, you could be in big trouble as well.
You just got a great deal on a new desktop PC, but now what to do with the old one? Brian Cooley is editor-at-large for the technology website CNET.com.
There are estimates that 75% of all PCs ever bought are sitting in someone's closet or garage right now. So it's a big problem, and a lot of folks don't know what to do with them.
You could donate the computer to a school, which is common, but frankly, says Cooley, most computers left at schools are too old and too slow to be of any use to the students.
The things that do have some value would be, for example, a notebook computer. Those tend to age a little better, if you will, on the value scale. Also, PDAs, cell phones, MP3 players. But again, if they are relatively recent, obsolescence is the name of the game in a lot of technology sectors.
What about just tossing that old PC and monitor into the dumpster? That could get you into trouble because the Environmental Protection Agency has classified your old computer as hazardous waste.
On the monitor side, it's lead and phosphorus. On the PC side, there's lead in the solder joints.
Corey Bostwick is president and CEO of PCDisposal.com, whose clients range in size from big companies like Time Warner to households like yours that are looking to dump one or two computers.
What the federal EPA has done, however, is left it up to the states to police. So, for instance, in Kansas, they still allow, in some cities, they allow you to throw a monitor or put your monitor out by the curb, and they'll take it. In Massachusetts, if you get caught putting a monitor in a dumpster, the fine is anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
Companies like PCDisposal.com and the New Jersey-based Back Through the Future Recycling charge by the unit to recycle your machines in an environmentally friendly manner. They'll also destroy your hard drive, which is vital because you don't want your passwords winding up in the hands of an identity thief. Or if you'd rather, you can erase your own hard drive.
If you go to a download site like download.com, you can find a number of programs that are shareware that you can use, and it just takes a few minutes to blow everything off your hard drive in a way that can't be recovered. The other option is, of course, to take out the hard drive and just keep it on a shelf. A lot of folks do that because they're not sure what they have on there.
You may not like the idea of paying someone to haul off what you consider to be junk, but Cooley says it's worth it for the peace of mind that comes with knowing that any left-behind personal data is destroyed and the machine's hazardous materials are going to the right place.
Do you ever take umbrage at the fact that you're being charged $20 or $25 to give your machine to a recycling center? It's a fairly technical process. Recycling machines is not that much different from building one.
Again, those companies we mentioned are PC Disposal, online at PCDisposal.com.